This week, Malik Benjalul, who won the 2013 Oscar for his film Searching for Sugar Man, was found dead in Stockholm. The cause of death is unknown, though his brother told The Guardian newspaper that Malik Benjalul took his own life after a struggle with depression. Searching for Sugar Man was a documentary about Sixto Rodriguez, a folk rock singer who seemed poised to break through the charts in the early 1970s, but never quite did. He stayed in Detroit, he rehabbed houses, hard physical work, he had a family. And all the while, this man who'd given up hope of musical stardom was becoming a household name in South Africa.
Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes.
That's the music of Sixto Rodriguez, a song called Sugar Man from his 1970 debut album, Cold Fact. In 2012, we spoke with Malik Benjalul about his hunt to find Rodriguez, which became the story of his film. He'd first heard about an American singer named Rodriguez on a trip to Cape Town, where people told him that his music had become a kind of anthem for young South Africans who wanted change during the apartheid era, when that country was cut off from the rest of the world, which may explain why so many of his fans in South Africa were all able to believe that Rodriguez was dead.
No one knows exactly how the album came, but when it came, it just spread, and he became as famous and as dead as Jimi Hendrix. Everyone knew his songs, everyone knew his albums, and everyone knew that Rodriguez was completely dead. There is one story that he shot himself dead on stage. Then there's another story that he OD'd, and that's how he died. And after 30 years, there's a detective, or actually two detectives in South Africa, like music journalists, who say there are different stories. Which story is the true one? And after years of search, they found the producer of the album. They call him and they are like full of questions. They ask, how was the album made? And the most important thing, how did he die? And he says, no, I saw Rodriguez this morning. He's living down the street. And they call Rodriguez and they tell him, you're bigger than Elvis. And he, you know, hangs up the phone. He thinks it's a crank call. It's a practical joke. So they call him again and say, listen, this is true. Did you make an album called Cold Fact? Yeah, that's my album. In South Africa, it's more famous than Abbey Road. I wonder about the love you can't find, and I wonder about the loneliness that's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not.
Malik Benjalul followed the quest of two South African filmmakers who found Sixto Rodriguez alive and happy in Detroit, but completely unaware of his stardom in a country on the other side of the world. It wasn't until the apartheid regime ended that his fans discovered that the man whose music had inspired them was still alive. The story captured Malik Benjalul's imagination. Mr. Benjalul, why do you think it was that Rodriguez became so important to the people of South Africa?
In those years in South Africa, it was the apartheid. For decades, they had this almost like a Nazi regime in a modern state, which was outrageous. And for years, it was the situation where you couldn't express any criticism. If you did, you could be thrown into jail.
The mayor hides the crime rate. Councilwoman hesitates. Public gets irate, but forgets to vote dates. Weatherman complaining, predicted sun, it's raining. Everyone's protesting, boyfriend keeps suggesting, you're not like all of the rest.
Rodriguez was the first artist that actually had political content that was anti-establishment, that got heard.
Smoking causes cancer, the system's gonna fall soon, to an angry young tune, and that's a concrete cold fact.
The first white anti-apartheid movement derived from a few rock bands, and they say that those lines, system is going to fall soon to an angry young tune, were the inspiration. I mean, they kind of thought, maybe we are going to make those tunes. And that's what they did.
Sons and money's drafted, living by a timepiece. New war in the Far East, can you pass a Rorschach test? It's a hassle, it's an educated guess. Well, frankly, I couldn't care less.
The success of his film helped reignite Rodriguez's career. He toured South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand to clamoring crowds. He started touring the U.S. again for the first time since the 1970s, and on Wednesday, at a performance in Chicago, Rodriguez said that Malik Benjalul will be sorely missed. Malik Benjalul ran out of money before he finished making Searching for Sugar Man, so he shot the rest of it on his smartphone. Rodriguez didn't go to the Oscars in 2013. He said he wanted the filmmakers to receive all the attention. Malik Benjalul died Tuesday in Stockholm. He was 36 years old.